goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Is from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today on this Thursday, November 14th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, reminding you what the Patriot Voice Radio Network is. A lot of you listen to 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. What happens when you go outside the listening area? You don't have to stop listening to the show. You don't have to stop listening to the music. You can take it with you on your phone. You can take it with you on your computer. You can take it in your car. All you have to do is download two apps. If you want the app for this show, it's called TuneIn. Capital T, capital I, one word. Download the free one. Then search for WYPV. It's a former radio station we used to own with partners. We kept those call letters and that app when the radio station was sold. WYPV, we're your Patriot Voice. That's for the show. That's dedicated to the repeating of the show every 3 hours. The website, yourdefendingfathers.com, has podcasts where you can listen on demand. You don't have to sit and listen to the stream player that repeats every 3 hours. First hour from 9 to 10, repeats at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, 3 a.m., and then tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. You don't have to do that. You can listen on demand anytime you want. Just click on podcast, hit the play button, and you're good to go. Now, some phones, some computers will show a black screen. Everybody says, Randy, where's the play button? You have to scroll down the page to get to it. It's something that is a glitch on your phone or tablet computer that our IT is working on. We're trying to get it to be at the top of the podcast. We're working on it. Now, as far as the music goes, the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll, that is on the Simple Radio app. Two words, capital S, capital R, download Simple Radio, then search for the call letters, WCHY, we're constant hits of yesteryear. That is the app for the radio station. And of course, the website, WCHY, the call letters, .us, has a stream player there. You can hear this show. Today's show repeats tomorrow morning from 6 to 9. Then I'm live back on the mic at 9 to noon. And then we start the music. And for sponsors, if you don't want to be a sponsor for the show, but you want to be on the radio station during the music only, we can do that for you. Randy, you're too radical. I'd lose customers. I've heard all the excuses over the years. No problem. We just won't run your commercial during my show. We'll run it during the music only. That's what we can do for you. And there you can get all of our music listeners to hear the commercial about your business. So give me a call. Text me 231-360-5140. I'll set up a meeting. I'll come visit with you and we'll expand your business. I can say without a doubt, 100% certainty, every single business that we vet, look at your products, your goods, your services. I determine, Vicky determines that your business provides a good service at a fair price, lower the cost of living for our radio family. You become a radio sponsor, you will grow your business. Every single business that we have brought on to our radio family has gotten more business as a result of being on this radio station. So greatly appreciate you guys doing that. One of the bills that are happening in Lansing right now, and this is very interesting because they passed it in the House. Now the bill goes to the Senate. Removing the requirement for Medicaid recipients in Michigan having to remove the 80 hours per month work requirement for able-bodied Michiganders in order to receive Medicaid. The bill passed party line vote. 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans against it. The work requirements were established during President-elect Donald Trump's first administration and currently inactive as a result of a 2022 Supreme Court decision. Democrat Julie Rogers of Kalamazoo, who introduced House Bill 4224, said when she introduced the bills, due to the fact that they were outdated and unenforceable, they contained statute language about workforce engagement requirements, which also undermines the state's efforts to drive down health care costs by expanding access to primary care needed to be removed. Medicaid is health care. No, not just health care, Julie. She went on to say, everyone should have access to affordable and quality health care. Okay, if you that's what you believe, that's fine. But what about all the other benefits of Medicaid? Food stamps, housing assistance, cell phones, even payments for things that go well beyond standard health care, dental, vision, prescriptions, counseling with psychologists, psychiatrists. All of this is part of the package. It's not just your normal standard health care. But she goes on to say, these burdensome requirements, 80 hours per month, which is basically 20 hours a week, for able-bodied people to receive Medicaid. Well, that's too much of a burden. Poses bureaucratic hurdles in front of otherwise eligible individuals who could end up receiving care in an emergency room rather than receiving preventative medical care. As of March 13th, 1 million people officially are now enrolled in the Healthy Michigan plan. Remember Healthy Michigan? Remember Rick Snyder? Yeah. Do you remember the meeting we had up at the college in Petoskey? Frank Foster, state representative at the time for the 107th. Remember that meeting? Well, guess what? Snyder said, we have witnesses, Janet Vance, many, many people heard it with their own ears. Rick Snyder said 300,000 to 350,000 people would be on Healthy Michigan when it started. Mike Shirky, state representative at the time, on that committee with Frank Foster, said, Randy, I don't have to read the bill. I wrote the bill. Stating that if the state of Michigan wasn't able to save money, the program would be terminated. Well, guess what? Now, three times the number of people in the state of Michigan are on the Healthy Michigan program. 1 million. It wasn't 300,000. It wasn't even 350,000. It's 1 million people. How are they able to keep it funded? Because it said in the law that if it wasn't profitable or cost-saving to the state, it would be eliminated. They moved money around in the state budget to offset the expenses, the increased number of people on it, to make it profitable or saving money to the state because they funded it from other departments. Unbelievable. Fungibility is the term they use in the budget process. Well, access to health care increases primary care usage, reduces the dependency on emergency rooms, and strengthens our economy. Now that these burdensome provisions are no longer valid and enforceable, it's time to remove this outdated language. Well, the two Republicans that were willing to speak to MERS News Service, Republican Greg Marcannon from Hancock up in the UP, and my state representative John Roth, voted against the bill, as did all the other Republicans. Marcannon said, most families include at least one person who is working a full-time job to provide for their loved ones, their family. It only makes sense that people receiving government assistance should be required to hold down a job. Luckily, most people receiving government assistance are doing everything they can to earn a steady income so that eventually they won't need any help from the government. Unfortunately, some need an extra push to become employed and become active members of our society. That's what Donald Trump's push for this amendment requirement, work requirement of 20 hours a week for able-bodied people. Why? Because when you go to work, when you get a paycheck, you have self-worth. You feel like you're being a productive member to society. You're working for a wage and getting the benefits at the same time. Well, the Democrats didn't like that. So now they're pushing this through to remove it from Michigan's Medicaid, especially Healthy Michigan program. Well, the bottom line, according to my state representative, John Roth, it shouldn't surprise anyone that the Democrats are running to get rid of this law right after significant Republican victories. The writing is on the wall. Hopefully, the Supreme Court will soon reverse their decision and allow us to enact these meaningful work requirements, meant to help people, not hinder them, said John Roth. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low. And the secrets that we
shared. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of today. Again, I want to remind you, I put out a few text messages that you can send to me that I will send you links. I will send you podcasts. I will send you contact information. TC for Tristan Cole, Farm Bureau insurance agent in Bel Air, my and Vicky's insurance agent. He has our house. He has our vehicles. He has our motorcycle. He has our travel trailer. He has my life insurance. He has the umbrella policy. We have, I think, almost every single type of policy they offer. We get the biggest bundle multi-policy discount available. Has saved us a ton of money on our car insurance, our homeowners insurance. You need to contact your insurance agent. Have them email you your DEC pages, DEC, declaration pages. They email them to you. You email them to Tristan. He looks everything over, goes through all your coverages, determines whether you're overinsured, underinsured, gives you new quotes on everything, and can get you some life insurance for you, your kids, your grandkids, that will help you qualify for even more multi-policy discounts. We do it. You need to do it. We have a Christmas sale going on right now for MyPillow. Text me MP. I'll send you the information. Save money. Do your Christmas shopping from your list right at home on your computer or phone, or give them a call. 800 number to save you a ton of money. 50, 60, 70, 80% off plus free shipping. And if you would like to hear my half hour rant about vetting the next Republican candidate for governor in 2026, text me Gov, G-O-V, and I'll text you the podcast. I sent it to Kevin Rinke already. We're going to have some conversations. I'm going to be sending it to Perry Johnson after the show today, hoping to hear from him to find out if he's going to run for governor. Whichever one of the two candidates that's got the most money to win the primary and to defeat the Democrats in November that agrees with and will run on these policy issues is the one I'm going to endorse. And I'm going to endorse early. I'm not going to be shy about this. We have got to get behind a candidate that has the horsepower, the money, has the correct positions on these policies to fix our state. When we vet these people, and you know what? I'm willing to even have them on the show and vet them live on the radio with you guys. I have my list of priorities that must be done by the next Republican governor. If you want to hear what those priorities are, text me GOV, and I'll send you the podcast. These are the beginning points to fix the state of Michigan once and for all. If we become permanently, via a ballot referendum, a right-to-work state and forced mandated charter schools in every school district, we get rid of the state income tax. We break up the electric monopoly. We absolutely take on car insurance in this state. All the things that I talked about in that podcast on Tuesday, text me Gov, you can hear it. And there's even more that I didn't even have time because it was only a half hour podcast that I was doing. There's even more that's not even on there. I've got more ideas because I've talked to every sector. I've talked to every industry. I have talked to every single private citizen in the state of Michigan from all over the state. I've talked to the people in the Upper Peninsula. I've talked to West Michigan. I've talked to Southeast Michigan. I've talked to road builders. I've talked to carpenters, plumbers, electricians. I've talked to home builders. We know what we need to do to fix the state of Michigan. And if these candidates are willing to listen, we will support them. We will absolutely, absolutely pick the right candidate. And we're going to get behind this person. We don't care what the establishment wants. We don't care about Betsy DeVos, Rick Snyder. We don't care about the donor class. Why? Because this person will be able to fund their own campaign. We won't need their money. If we want to give them $20, so be it. If we want to buy our own yard sign for them, so be it. But we will text message. We will knock doors. We will talk to friends, family, coworkers. We will talk to people we go to church with. We will have this person put out a video that we will share explaining how we, the people, are going to fix the state of Michigan starting in January of 2027. In the meantime, we're going to be working with the clerks. We're going to clean up the qualified voter files. Patrick Kobach, Mike Lindell, they've already committed to doing it next year in 2025 across the entire state of Michigan. We're not just talking Vicky doing it in Antrim County. We're talking about doing it in all 83 counties. This is going to happen, people, and you're going to be a part of it. We're taking our state back. We are eliminating MDOT. We are going to absolutely have control at our local road commissions where we can go to meetings and hold these people accountable. Out of time for today. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-55.